on the big issue this year, SB 21, you voted ultimately voted to pass it.
Right. I voted originally on the first vote. I voted against mm-hmm. passage because there were three or four amendments that I had supported in the Finance Committee, and again on the floor that did not pass. I thought those amendments would have strengthened the bill. They had to do with the provisions of new oil and when new oil, which has added incentives, when new oil actually becomes, you know, legacy or, you know, older oil in terms of taxation policy. Those provisions were not included. 24 members voted to pass the measure in the House. And then on reconsideration, which was really unexpected, it was Representative Kawasaki of Fairbanks that called for reconsideration. Then the three coastal Republicans that had voted against it on the first round then joined with the majority to vote for it on the second round.
So why did you vote for it ultimately?
You know, the main concern, of course, is that the production has decreased so rapidly. Just in my 5 years in the legislature, the production has gone down about 25%, and that represents billions of dollars in revenue to the state of Alaska. So my strong feeling is that the state needs to do something, that there are problems in the current tax policy in ACEs that need to be refined and made to be more competitive as it relates to other taxing jurisdictions in the Western Hemisphere. So, you know, doing nothing was not the right approach. I feel very strongly that we need new production. We need to incentivize not only the legacy production, but also the areas outside of the legacy fields.
As you know well, even strong supporters of proponents who move this forward admitted that, using the word, so I know some now regret, but that it was a crapshoot, excuse the term, but that was the words that I believe it was Kevin Meyer used to describe it at one point, as to whether or not the oil companies would encourage them to pursue more development. And you know, is that a concern that this is basically you're taking a chance here, that this, as opposed to, you know, sticking with the revenue you know you're going to get, at least what is projected to over the next several years, the billions of dollars that are projected to be lost over the next few years as a result of the reform bill?
Right. Within 10 years, you know, if we continue at the present rate of decline between 5% and 7%, and we maximize the amount that the state taxes the legacy fields, if we continue on the present course of action, within 10 to 15 years, the pipeline, the production gets to a level where the engineering and the ability to move oil is greatly diminished. That's a reality. When ACEs was coming into play in 2007, there were many changes that happened in the final hours of the legislative session that weren't properly modeled, and those were had to do with the effect of the tax policy on high prices, because with ACEs the taxation continually increases as profit increases.
Called progressivity.
Progressivity. So SB 21. When you actually look at the pure economics of SB 21, it compares very closely with the original proposal of ACEs that was originally put on the table for the legislature to consider, which was then greatly amended in the final hours of the legislative session.
So in the long term, you feel that the money that will be lost, according to the Department of Revenue, in the next few years eventually would be made up by increased development, or is that's the hope anyway?
Well, the Department of Revenue and the administration have estimated that we need to bring on approximately 40,000 barrels per day of new oil in order for it to break even. And anything over 40,000 barrels begins, you know, sees a positive return to the state.
Well, on an issue that's happening, you know, right now, in response to that, is there's a petition, as you know, going around to repeal SB 21. And I know you've heard of there's some legislators, even your own party, who are prominent folks who've said they would sign this. What are your thoughts on the possibility of repeal at this point? Do you still feel, after voting for it, do you feel any differently? Do you feel like it still needs to be there?
Well, you know, As I said, I voted against it on the first round. I think there are certain parts of SB 21 that could have been strengthened. I don't think it's a perfect bill. You know, if the referendum does go through, if it is successful, if ACE becomes the, you know, the tax policy of the day again, then there are opportunities to revise it and to take into account some of the weaknesses in the current SB 21 proposal.
As you mentioned, you know, you obviously supported some changes to it, ultimately voted for it, but would have liked to have seen some changes. Do you have a feeling of whether you're going to sign the petition for the repeal so it can be amended sooner than later, or changed, or and with a new bill created?
You know, I personally would prefer to see the legislature take the opportunity to make the revisions in the next legislative session or in future legislative sessions. I think that the effort to get where we are now has been so great. I mean, it's been on the table now for the last 4 years. Each of my legislative sessions has been, this whole issue has been really central to that. We really need to move on. You know, we really have so many other big issues that the state is facing, and we really need to start incentivizing our production and incentivizing companies to invest in Alaska. You know, we need to be open for business, not closed for business. And so, I have mixed feelings. You know, I'm hopeful that the changes will result in new investment. And if they don't, the legislature always has the opportunity to make those revisions.